You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning, boys and girls. I'm just really having a listen. Perhaps it'll wake me up as well. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're here on 89.3, of course, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial, probably after 10 o'clock this morning. Great to be with you. It is Tuesday. It is the 27th of the month of February. Birthdays for today. Here's one for you. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, born on this day. He was 1807. He was an American poet and educator whose works include Paul Revere's Ride, The Song of Hiawatha, and Evangeline. And he was also, by the way, the first American to translate Dante's The Divine Comedy and was one of the five fireside poets. It must be nice. We'll sit around the fire. Oh, what a great idea.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
This feeling inside my bones, it goes electric wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home, we're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
Oh, there we go. Mr. Justin Timberlake bringing us in on this morning's breakfast show with that one. Can't stop this feeling. That goes to, 2016 when that was released. It was the lead single of the soundtrack to the film Trolls in 2016, in which Timberlake voiced the character Branch and served as the executive music producer as well. This is Pablo Nutini from Scotland.
One, two, three, four. My bed and a pillow for my head. I got a pencil full of lead and some water for my throat. I got buttons for my coat and sails on my boat. So much more than I needed before. I got money in the meter and a turbo heater. Oh, and now it's getting on the road. So they get sweeter. I got legs on my tails and a head full of hair. Bought a pan and some shoes in my feet. I got a shelf full of books and most of my teeth. Two pairs of socks and a door with a lock. I got food in my belly and a license for my telly. And nothing's gonna bring me down. For the scenes, I'm out and about, so I'm in with a shout. I got a favorite chat, but better than that. Food in my belly and a license for my daddy, and nothing's gonna bring me down. I'm out of blowing that hard.
Show with Jerry D.
Stranger,
There we go. The lady's name is Kim Wilde, and that particular song, Never Trust a Stranger. Kim Wilde, English pop singer, and well, she first saw success back in 1981. That was with that debut single, remember, Kids in America? That one, Never Trust a Stranger, that comes from 1988. It was on her album called Close. A remix from the original album track by producer Rick Wilde, and it was released in the autumn of 88 by MCA and Kim Nine. Yeah, see, another record following the best-selling hit You Came, and several European tour dates supporting Michael Jackson as well. She did that too. It's a busy lady. Kim Wilde. And let me see, time-wise, what are we? 14 minutes right now, and that's well, after the hour of 7 o'clock, I hope. So what we're going to do is we're going to get you in the shower and get you on your way for whatever it is you're going to be doing. It's another sunny day. It's probably raining in Elvai, as Ingrid said it has been all the time. But sunny here, beautiful sunrise this morning. We're just living the vida loca, aren't we?
Yeah.
worn out after that. Ricky Martin. By the way, out you get. And have a great day. All right, make your way off to wherever it is you're going today. Just relax, take it easy. Enjoy today. You never know what tomorrow holds. All right? Living the Vida Loca. Yes, remember it well. Long time ago. 19 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's programme. Guests coming in the last hour today. We'll also, of course, as always, be checking with Ingrid in El Valle, see how much rain they had. And we'll be checking with Yasmin as well before the last hour. So we've got a guest. Tell you more about that in a little while.
I came here with a broken heart that no one else could see. I drew a smile on my face, the paper over me. But wounds heal when tears dry and cracks they don't show. So don't be so hard on yourself, no. Let's go back to simplicity. I feel like I've been missing it, but not who I'm supposed to be. I felt this hard to lose me. We all get there eventually. I never knew where I belong, but I was right and you were wrong. Been telling myself all along. Top of the world, right where I wanna be. So how can this dark cloud be raining over me? But heartbreak and hell's a place that everyone knows. So don't be so hard on yourself, no. Let's go with the simplicity. I feel like I've been missing this, but not who I'm supposed to be. I felt this dark is over me. We all get there eventually. I never knew.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Give me my
love that, dear. And it's like, you know I love it. Together with Danielle Nicole there. I aim to please.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out of me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. And I'll try not to sing out of key. Ooh, I'll get by with a little help from my friends. Ooh, I'll get high with a little help from my friends. Ooh, I'll get by with a little help from my friends. My friends. What do you do when our love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? How does it feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're on your own?
There we go. A great cover of With a Little Help from My Friends, the band Wet, Wet, Wet.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. WAVE Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With WAVE's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación WAVED. That's WAVED.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Right, it's time to put something in your diary because it's a rich week of musical events at Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Coming up this Thursday, the 29th of February, opera with Fred and Lilibeth. On March the 1st, that's Friday, you've got Carlos Campos and Luz Acosta. And on Saturday, the 2nd of March, Il Volo, Panama. Alright, so put that in your diary. And all you've got to do is book now at 6974-5214. 6974-5214. Salotto Italiano. There we go. Yes, that's Debbie Gibson and Only in My Dreams. And by the way, they should have disappeared by now. No more dreams. You're keeping an eye on the time. It's 17 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news coming up, don't forget, at the top of the hour. Nothing, of course, to do with politics. Right. I got a couple of NTMs this morning, music, which is new to me. It's Huey Lewis in the news, and I need a new drug.
One that does what it should. One that
sounds like me. Every time I go for a rosha, I need a new drug. Oh, it's like having a meal these days when you have your tablets. Anyway, here's one of my NTMs. Yes, new to me. Of course, it doesn't mean it's not new to everybody else. I came across an artist, Ivy Rose Levan, just known as Ivy Levan. She is an American singer, songwriter, model, and an actress from Brentonville in Arkansas. At 16, she moved to Los Angeles to pursue a music career, eventually signing to Cherry Tree Records and Interscope Records. Levan made her acting debut as well, starring as Cynthia in the 2010 film called Drop Dead Gorgeous, which followed by other television appearances as well, including her most recent in Fox's The Rocky Horror Show film. 2013, Levan released her debut EP. This was on Interscope Records, and it was titled Introducing the Dame, which peaked at number one on the Billboard Next Big Sounds chart. They've got charts for everything, haven't they? Except this program. The most popular single from the EP was this one. It's called Hot Damn.
You can try to break my bones, one else, or don't you try to seek any help on my own. I'll fight any demon inside, better watch me now. My head has been out of control for too damn long, for too damn long. Try to break my bones. Yeah, you can bring your sticks and stones, but till my heart stops beating, I'm not gonna cease. So you can try to break my bones. Yeah, you can try it all you want, but till my my bones, yeah, you can bring your sticks and stones, but till my heart stops beating, I'm not gonna cease. So you can try to break my bones, yeah, you can try it all you want, but till my heart stops beating, I got this.
Oh, there we go, Mr. Mark Malik there, and Malik Harris, rather. And that was Sticks and Stones. Yes, Sticks and Stones would break my bones, but words would never hurt me. And that was following on, as I mentioned, from Evie Levan and Hot Damn. 4 minutes away from the top of the hour, taking us there. Everybody, it's the Backstreet Boys, remember them? Music, we've got it going on.
And down now. time for me to let it go.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
If you want to live a culinary experience accompanied by artistic events, visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Every week, cultural events and live music, pure emotions and magic to live an experience. Check them out. Hashtag Salotto Experience.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. WAVE Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With WAVE's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación WAVED. That's WAVED.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you.
Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for a piece of music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 677-188-22. Got that? 677-188-22. Always want to hear from you on the show. Or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show. It's your show.
Although
not such a bad idea, really, is it? And there we go. That was Carol King. And it might as well rain until September. Let's say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou. Drops in a line. She's with us this morning. Also to Rowena and Phil. They're in Mexico. And Rowena says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Neil, Ingrid, and fellow Breakfast Show listeners. Now, you said here the last Thursday, gosh, you know more than I do, last Thursday you played this song to open your show, and I love it. Please play Good Morning by Mandisa, unless, of course, you already did. Yeah, last Thursday. Thank you, and hugs to all.
Another, what, I guess Tuesday, and it's raining again. Well, a yard is wet, and I didn't have the sprinklers on, so I know it's raining. Boy, it's amazing. Rain, we're getting it. It's not heavy rain, so I don't know that it's pooling, but it's misty rain and kind of bajareque. Checking on the cacao seeds, I got to turn them because they're getting sticking to the waxy paper. Yeah, got to turn those a little bit, but they're starting to ferment, which is a good sign. Chelsea's outside. Her surgery went well. She had a little plastic surgery under her chin. It would seem that she had this thing called a tag that was growing and growing and growing, kind of like when Pinocchio tells a lie and it just gets bigger and bigger. That's kind of what was happening with her little tag. So taking her into the vets here in El Valle, and the doctor says, you know, make sure she fasts the night before because we don't want her to have a stomach issue or during the surgery. I said, okay. So I got in there and they gave her a little shot to calm her down, and then they gave her another shot to make her go sleepy. And then next thing you know, her tongue is lollygagging out the side of her mouth. And she had little surgery, just a little under the chin, you know. I said, oh, okay. So she had nice little plastic surgery done. Now she's got a couple of stitches, you know, and she's got medications, cream and whatnot, and we're taking care of that because we want to make sure she's still a beauty queen after the stitches come out in 10 days. So she it's funny, she was just so wobbly and whatnot. So I had to sit and wait with her for a little while before she got her footing back, and then we came home, and then she just kind of, running around the yard, had to wait till like 2 hours to give her food and water. Because, you know, they just, that's what they do. And she tried, but there was nothing in her belly. So the surgery went fine. The patient is good. She's going to be as beautiful as ever with her plastic surgery. Now she can stand in line with, you know, all those people that have had surgery. Okay, until next time. With more rain to report, back to you in the studio.
And there we go. Big thank you to Ingrid there. And the chocolate. No, good to know that Chelsea's doing okay, although a bit wobbly. I know how she feels. This is Deacon Blue following on from Ingrid. Hope that cow is doing all right. You've got cows and dogs. This is Deacon Blue. Chocolate Girl. Captain Blue and Chocolate Gum. Yes, good luck with the cacao. And time on the Breakfast Show, exactly 28 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock this morning. If you miss the news at 8, don't forget we have it again for you at 9. In the last hour this morning, we're going to be talking with Rosario Reyes. And she's the producer of the PAFF. Now, the PAFF is the Panama Sports Fit Festival for 2024. Apparently most prominent sports and wellness event in the region. And it's ready to make history in the sports and lifestyle scene. So that's the coming this last hour of this morning's program. All about exercise and things like that. I think I'll probably let Yasmin deal with that. Don't know much about it, really. I did walk yesterday. I did a lot of walking yesterday. I've decided to try and do my sort of daily requirements. That's what, 6,000 steps or something. But anyway, I burnt off all my calories yesterday. I did my steps. I did very well. All my exercise time, just walking around locally. So, and I felt good. I bought these pair of shoes. Almost, I think I might have told you, almost by mistake. Well, I did buy them by mistake. But they are so comfortable. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, and it makes it so easy to walk around in. So anyway, there we go. I completely lost my rhythm here, because I was going to tell you about another NTM, another new to me. Now, this is a guy, his name is Rye Cumming, but he calls himself Rye X. He's an Australian singer. He's a musician and a songwriter and a record producer as well, and he was the first artist signed to the Stockholm based label Dumont, and he was born in a place called Woodford Island, where he became a surfer, and now he's moved to California. Well, it's a good place to be if you're surfing. Anyway, listen, he cited Pearl Jam and Jeff Buckley as his greatest influences, and started writing music at the age of 16 after hearing Buckley's 1994 album called Grace. His song, Let Your Spirit Fly, appeared on the soundtrack of the 2006 film called Hoot. He then moved to Los Angeles, where he was signed by Jive Records, releasing his self-titled debut album. That was in July of 2010. So he's been around a lot, but it's only by chance I was taking a rummage around yesterday I came across him. And I came across this track, and it's called All I Have.
Turn around and leave you.
there we go. Isn't it nice? That is, well, I guess, Rye X. And that was called All I Have. And while I was also taking a rummage around yesterday, I came across a another new band, and I sort of dug around to find some information on them, because it was a sound I hadn't heard. And I got some information for them here on you. So let me, they're called Haven. It's spelled H-A-E-V-N. And anyway, the story goes like this. They're an indie pop, they're an ambient band. They come from Amsterdam in the Netherlands, and they were formed back in 2015. And this was by their singer-songwriter, Margin van der Meer, and the film soundtrack composer, Jorrit Kleedenen. The band's music, it's characterized by a blend of cinematic melodies and warm vocals, and it gains significant attention when their songs Where the Heart Is and Finding Out More were featured in Volvo and BMW commercials, respectively. These tracks climbed the Shazam charts in various European countries, leading to the band's increased popularity. And the current lineup includes Margin van der Meer on vocals and guitar, Jorrit Kleiden on keyboards, Bram Doriel-Gears on guitar, and Mart Janiga on bass guitar, together with David Broers on drums. Now, they've released albums such as Eyes Closed, which peaked at number 2 on the Dutch charts, and EPs like Symphonic Tales and Holy Ground. Their music's been well received, nominations for awards like the Edison Award, and performances in major Dutch festivals as well. Their approach to music, it sort of involves recording with live orchestras to achieve a rich dynamic sound, as seen in their single called Throw Me a Line, which was recorded with a 40-piece string orchestra. And they've been praised for their ability to evoke emotions through their music, which combines elements of film music, electropop, and meaningful lyrics. Well, the one I'm going to play for you is called Where Did You Go? I was late to bed last night because I sort of listened to one and I thought, oh, let me listen to another one. Let me listen to another one. Anyway, Haven, spelled H-A-E-V-N.
I've been chasing an old place in time, at the town station, jumped the fence at night. Do you ever think of you and I? I've been wasting every day and night. There's no reason to be out of sight.
did you go? Where 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 did you go?
You left a hole in my world. So long, let me go. So where did you go?
There we go. What do you think of that? Haven, H-A-E-V-N is how that is spelt. I got quite a few tracks of theirs. Yes, I got hold of them yesterday. I'm going to be looking around today to find any albums. That's sort of very much my kind of music, and especially with that the orchestral element and the chorus as well. There's one track I downloaded. Natural Fact was the first track that I heard with them yesterday, which was about 9 minutes long, and it was excellent, mesmerizing. Right, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are just making our way to 17 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, entertaining you going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. We're checking in with Yasmin after the news, and of course that's at 9 o'clock if you missed it at 8. And we've got our guest coming in the last hour this morning, Rosario Reyes, producer of the PFFF. It's all about keeping fit. Yes, the Panama Sports Fit Festival, the most prominent sports and wellness event in the region. Never know. Might be hope. Hope for me yet. right, now tell you what I'm going to do now. Something that I'm going to play three in a row. All right. And they are all linked. And see if you can tell me what the link is.
of entirely baseless rumors and insinuations that have been started by the press. I know where Miss Keeler is, or roughly where she is.
I said I've got three in a row. All supposed to be linked, but that one isn't, I can tell you that for a start. But I'm going to play the last one. I have got it here. And there is a link. I'm surprised, actually, Paul is listening over in the UK. He hasn't come back. This is the last of the three. It is the right one, believe it or not.
You got what it takes for me. Now you don't live.
Well, I tell you what, we started off with Dusty Springfield and the Pet Shop Boys and a thing called Nothing's Been Proved. Now, that song is about an affair which happened back in the 1960s in the United Kingdom called the Profumo Affair. It was a major scandal in 12th century British politics. John Profumo, he was the 46-year-old Secretary of State for War in Harold Macmillan's Conservative government, had an extramarital affair with a 19-year-old model called Christine Keeler, beginning in 1961. And Profumo denied the affair in a statement to the House of Commons in 1963, and weeks later, a police investigation proved that he had lied. Now, the scandal severely damaged the credibility of Macmillan's government, and Macmillan resigned as Prime Minister in October of 1963, citing ill health. The fallout contributed to the Conservative government's defeat by the Labour Party in the 1964 general elections. When the Profumo affair was revealed, public interest, of course, was heightened by reports that Keeler may have been simultaneously involved with Captain Yevgeny Ivanov, a Soviet naval attaché, thereby creating a possible national security risk. Well, Christine Keeler knew both Profumo and Ivanov through her friendship with Stephen Ward. It gets interesting, isn't it? He was an osteopath and a socialite who had taken her under his wing. Now, the exposure of the affair generated rumours of other sex scandals and drew official attention to the activities of Ward, who was charged with a series of immoral offences, perceived himself as a scapegoat, though, for the misdeeds of others. Now, Ward took a fatal overdose during the final stages of his trial, which found him guilty of living off the immoral earnings of Christine Keeler and her friend Mandy Rice Davis. Now, as I mentioned, the first one, that was Dusty Springfield, and Nothing Has Been Proved, and that was all about a court case. And then we followed on with a song called Christine, that was by Miss X, and she is singing about, well, Christine Keeler. And You've Got What It Takes was the last one from, well, Mandy Rice Davis. Yes, the lady herself, one of those escorts that Stephen Ward was living off the earnings of. So anyway, there we are. It is a song that's got a story. All right. Quite a long one, I know. Shakespeare's sister, time to say goodbye. There we go, that is time to say goodbye from Shakespeare's sister, but not yet. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock this morning. But I tell you what, looking out the window, it's a lovely day for a daydream.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. About my bundle of joy, and even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. In my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dumping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. For a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
There we go, yes, it's just simply called Daydream, and it's the Loving Spoonful. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for Please the Music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 677-18822. Got that? 677-18822. Always want to hear from you on the show, or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show. It's your show.
Let me get to the point. Let's roll.
another joint, turn the radio loud. I'm too alone to be proud, and you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me. People come, people go, some grow young, some grow cold.
We're going to bring us in musically to the last hour of this morning's program. That is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And that was enjoyable. I enjoyed that. Did you like that one? Yes. Oh, should I turn your mic on?
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Nice. Good morning.
Yes, there we go. That's it. And 20 minutes, by the way, after the hour of 9 o'clock. And we've got guests coming in, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Almost here.
Almost here, on the way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Running?
I can hear a weird noise.
You can hear weird noise? No, it's only you.
Like air or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can get tablets for that. It's because I've got the background music on. You can hear it because your mic is very sensitive. And you speak very gently.
Okay.
See? So it's getting a lot of ambient noise. We don't call it.
But it wasn't like that yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Yeah?
It's like it all the time. But you can't hear it so much now, can you?
Yes, I can.
You can? Okay, well, that's... Oh, okay. Oh, our guests are coming up, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah.
We'll possibly catch up later, if not tomorrow morning.
Yes.
All right, because this is right up your street, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
On my street?
Yes, exercise and...
Yeah,
so you can do this interview.
No, thanks.
All right, yes, well, I'm going to put a piece of music on.
Okay.
And while our guest that comes in and settles down. Oh, Wind of Change. And it's from the Scorpions, of course.
Thank you.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
We were good. We were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't want to leave you. I didn't want to lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy.
Caravels, and that was Don't Blow Your Mind. Caravels, by the way, Louise Wilkinson, and from Seaford, the Seaford in Lincolnshire, and Andrea Simpson, and from Finchley in London, which is really a bit of a quite a coincidence, because that's where I was sent to school, in North Finchley in London. British female duo, best known for a 1963 hit single, You Don't Have to Be a Baby to Cry. Yes, don't we know that? It's time to introduce my guest for this morning, Rosario Reyes. Good morning to you, Rosario.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's lovely to have you here. And we were just chatting, you know, a bit about the music business, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes. We won't talk about sport. That's Yasmin's topic. Yeah, anyway, look, lovely to have you with us.
Thank you. Tell us,
this is the PAF, Panama Sports Fit Festival 24. This is something which happened. This is the first time in Panama?
Yes, this is the first time. We'll be in Atlapa, the convention center in Atlapa, on Saturday the 2nd, this coming Saturday, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, that's a long time to exercise.
Yes. Yeah, it will be an amazing experience for everybody because they will be able to participate in different activities and speak as well, and a holistic area where people will be able to do classes from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. with different yoga and Pilates classes with master teachers. And as well, we will have a main stage where we will be able to take classes with fitness master teachers as we will start at 9 a.m. with a yoga master class, and after that Jose Trainer, who is well known in Panama, will do a marathon of cardio heat, full body dance and rumba for 2 hours. After him, we will be delighted to have in the main stage Carol Freestyle. She's a very young girl from Panama, considered one of the fifth top in the world in the freestyle. She will be doing a full show of half an hour. And also, Ambar Duarte from the Special Olympics, Olimpiadas Especiales in Panama. She is a gold medal medalist in Abu Dhabi in 2019 in Berlin in 2023.
Oh, excellent.
And she will be doing a presentation on her expertise in rhythmic gymnastics. Also, we will have a jump rope show with kids.
A jump rope.
Rafa Insanity will be delighting us with a special exercising class. They call it mixed training. And Alhis with the Fit Hour. We will also be able to enjoy a breakdance show. And then after the breakdance show, Abdiel Abdul will do a cardio kickboxing with functional.
Right.
And from Colombia, Miguel Farias will be visiting us to also do a master class named GAP. It's glute, abdomen, and legs. And Catherine Franco will do the power booty. And we will have a grand finale at 7 p.m.
The power booty. Now, you've got my attention here. What is a power booty?
It's a class that it just focuses on the booty.
When you see the dancing. Okay. Let me see, what time was that?
That's at 6 p.m. That's at 6 p.m. And when she finishes at 7, then we will, from 7 to 8, we will do the grand finale. Will be a festive closure and full of energy. We call that grand finale La Hora Loca. That's something we always said in Panama. When you finish a party with La Hora Loca, it's like everybody's happy and just festive, no? So, additional... additional to this, we also will have several activity zones. One of them will be the chess.
I just thought that now we're talking about my kind of exercise. I mean, I could just about manage chess.
Yeah. Okay.
As long as the pieces aren't too heavy. You've got everything here.
Yeah,
you?
Well, chess. We will do the. We will have the national chess tournament.
Wow.
In the second floor, as well. In the second floor, we will have several speakers. One of them will talk about a specific for runners, like Mr. Simon Alvarado,
okay.
who is an international runner.
Right.
We will have a motivation speech. So there are several. There's seven topics, and people can follow our Instagram for more details, Panama Sports Festival. And also, I would like to let you know that some of the other activities we will have around in the event, as part of the event, will be the circus art and entertainment, basketball, where Mr. Mario Butler and Rolando Fraser will be visiting us from Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
They are extras of the NBA, so we are delighted about them coming to Panama to do that. Also, the bike school, that's the from the ONG, the Foundation of Monica Licona,
mm-hmm.
for kids.
Mm-hmm.
They will do bike school for kids. We will have boxing with the Olympic Boxing Federation.
Right.
They will do 15 amateur boxing championships. So that will be big.
I'm telling you, yeah. I mean, this next one, you see, is very, very famous in the UK. Of course, darts.
Ah, okay.
Darts. Now, you see, the thing, in actual fact, the World Darts Tournament this year, I think, is one of the major tournaments. 16-year-old. Was one of their first time it ever entered into a tournament. Because, in England it's televised. It's a big, big deal. Darts. I mean, I'm surprised to see it here.
Yeah, it's growing in Panama.
Yeah, I'm surprised to see it because normally you have the dart in one hand and a pint of beer in the other.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, it's very important.
Yeah, it's the balance.
And
the
balance,
that's it.
Yes. It's a great time. I always remember Christmas time. At home, we used to have my friend's family and my family together, and that's what we did on Christmas Eve, Christmas Eve and Christmas night, play darts in the kitchen. Yeah,
that's
it's a great sport.
Huh?
Yeah, that's why you have one arm which is stronger than the other. You know? So you've got darts as well.
Yeah, and also food table, which is a new. It's starting to grow in Panama.
What's food table?
It's football in a table, but from the ground. So it's like you have a table,
mm-hmm.
and the ball needs to hit the table.
Right.
But you...
So it's like...
You kick the ball from the ground to the table.
It's like table tennis, but on the floor with a football.
Yeah, but yeah. Okay. You think you're fit.
I love it. I love it. This is great.
And
things here I've never heard of.
Yeah, so you can go and experience mm-hmm. and get to know that new discipline. Also, functional fitness with two gyms. They will do classes and clinics and competitions.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the FEPA Food, the Federación de Fútbol, the Soccer Federation in Panama, they will have their own exhibition. They will have
a
small court for kids and clinics and surprises for kids. And as well, we will have artistic gymnastic with No Limits Gymnastic Academy. They will do classes, exhibitions, clinics. Also, we will have jiu-jitsu, the national tournament of jiu-jitsu with Leonardo Gonzalez, who is a gold medalist.
Wow. You're getting a lot in the day, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, there's a lot.
I mean,
there's a lot happening. You will go there, and there's so much to see and to learn and to experience. It will be wonderful because then you get to discover maybe some passion that you didn't know.
I'm absolutely amazed at some of the things you got in here.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to need a lot of space for all this, aren't you?
Yes. It's over 3,200 square meters that we're using.
Yeah. And I would assume from listening to some of these, you're going to have things where you've got the instructor and all the people on the floor out front doing the exercises.
That's in the main stage.
In the main stage.
Plus,
uh-huh.
we have the holistic area that it's hosted by Finca Lerida. I don't know if you have visited
Finca
Lerida.
The coffee.
Yeah, the coffee
of course.
Farm.
Yeah,
yeah they
yeah.
are recreating their farm with.
Really?
Yes, for the holistic teachers, the yoga and the Pilates teachers. studios to have their classes there. So it will be very
nice. How
cool
is that? That's great.
Yeah.
That's
so people will be able to take those classes and then go to the main stage and then go and experience kickboxing and Muay Thai or learn about rolling skating.
As well.
And they will be able to participate in to see the national tournament of ping pong as well.
And you got ping pong because I mentioned it. So your football game sounded a little bit like
but
ping pong.
Yes, but there will also next to them there will be the ping pong competition.
Well, I hope they don't get the two confused. Yes. I tell you what, we're talking with Rosario.
Yes.
And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with plenty more. Hold on just a second. This is, I suppose, quite apt. It's the Spencer Davis Group. And keep on running. Spencer Davis Group and Keep On Running, which is, you didn't mention running, did you, Rosario, really? I mean, that's cool. No running.
Running?
Yeah, I didn't see running on your list. You've got, everything here, but I didn't see running.
Yeah, no, Mr. Simon Alvarado.
Of course you did.
He's an international runner.
Yeah.
He's Panamanian.
That's right.
He's very well known around the world, and he's an expert in the running topic, so he will do an speech on the runners, what to do and what not to do.
Okay.
Because usually, you know, you said, oh, you know what, I want to start running, and you start all of a sudden running, but you don't know what's right and what's not right for you, and it could be dangerous. So he it would be a pleasure to have him there talking and explaining people what to do. And he will not just talk about in that specific time, but he will also will have his exhibition area. People during the day will be able to go talk to him and get his advice and get to know him as well. And the same for all the other master trainers. They all will have their own area in the show. So it will not just be in the main stage.
They also got a sidebar.
And get to know them and talk to them and just feel the vibe between all of them and then you decide with who you want to train.
Oh, excellent. I'm going to go to the darts area, yes. See which beer they prefer. I'm not exactly the fittest, but I used to be. I mean, funnily enough, my sport from the age of 16, and I was still doing it into my 40s, I was a slalom water skier, and that used to be my sport. And so I used to be fit, and then I got this job.
Well, never is late, and, you know.
Well, you know, I tell you, but seriously, I mean, because, you know, when you're young, you don't really pay as much attention as you should. You just do it, you know. And I mean, I would be out skiing every opportunity I had. So I have had two operations on my back, one on my lower back. Because when you're slalom skiing and you've got a boat going that way at 30 miles an hour, and then you're slaloming back to back, and so you're getting up to some high speeds.
Yes.
And you're leaning back, and of course your back is getting, every time you go over the wake, it's getting compressed. Mind you, it lasted me a long time. But like you said, you know, it doesn't matter what sport you do, you do have to be careful. You know, you mentioned sort of frivolously going to say, well, yes, I've always said I shouldn't run because it's dangerous. But it's true. You know, you have to be very aware of not doing things incorrectly. I just found out the other day, you know, I'm trying to walk more and get more exercise. And I happened to buy a pair of shoes by mistake because they were very expensive, which I didn't realize at the time. So anyway, but the difference wearing the right shoes has made a big difference. I can walk and walk and walk because I'm getting much more, I'm not getting the, it's not coming through my legs anymore. It's just sort of being absorbed by the footwear. So it is very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very important. That's and very you've got people there that can give you advice as well.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We will also have Dr. Humberto Arrue, who's a specialty is on the
Shoulders.
Shoulders.
Oh, his specialty is shoulders.
Yes.
It just so happens I have a problem with my shoulders.
Oh, well, then you will be able
I'm not
going
to miss an opportunity, yes.
Yeah. he will do a speech and people will be able to talk to him, get to know him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's amazing for us that he will be part of the event, because this speech is the one he do internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And he's adapting that speech to this event.
Okay. So because I tried to push a table which was too heavy.
Oh.
And it's upset my shoulder. It gets very, very painful. So I'll go and see him.
Remind
Perfect. Me, yeah.
Perfect.
Well, I tell you what, if you're going, aren't you? Yeah, I thought you might. see if you can find it, because it'd be an interesting topic to talk about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Wonderful. And also there will be physiotherapists as well.
Oh, there. Yeah, I see. I can get the full treatment. Yes.
Yeah. And the you know, Trees Wellness Center, they will be there. There's a few. So it will be a whole complete experience, yeah? So you have solutions to any aspect of your health.
Mm-hmm. I think that's absolutely wonderful. And you say this is the first time in Panama, but
yes.
Where's it been in the past?
In Puerto Rico, many years ago.
Right.
We did there the one that was named Caribbean Fitness Expo.
Mm-hmm.
Caribbean Fitness Expo. For 2 years in a row, long time ago.
Right.
I've been here for 15 years since then, and this is the first time in Panama. It was a dream to always recreate that event, but just producing the event from an international perspective. We want this event to be international, and from Panama to be the host of an event of this kind for many days, not just one day in the near future. With the idea of that we can all bring well-known people in the sports and the health industry to get together in Panama and to bring a message to the world.
Absolutely.
No?
Now, this is at Atlapa on Saturday from 8 in the morning until 8 at night, right? Any admission fee? I mean, what's the admission fee?
It's $10 per ticket, but then once you get in there, you can do all.
Okay, that's it.
You're
getting a lot for your money.
Yes,
and it
includes taxes and charges, so it's really a very good price.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And for kids under 5 years old, they don't have any cost.
Oh, that's good. Yes, remind me to wear my short trousers.
So yes, we invite everybody to join us and have fun on that day,
yeah,
and
wonderful.
Say yes,
yeah,
to
congratulations.
Help and to the fitness world.
Yeah. There's nothing, there's not, virtually nothing you've left out there.
No. You know, I mentioned all, no?
You mentioned everything.
Table tennis, the roller skating, park hour will be a recreation of a park hour gym.
Mm-hmm.
Climbing wall.
Oh, was a climbing wall as well?
There will be a climbing wall.
Okay.
And the bench press grand finale of the national tournament will be there with the weightlifting federation. Yeah, the powerlifting federation.
Wow.
So they will be there as well.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll only be there 10 minutes, yes, I'll be exhausted. I think that's wonderful. I mean, congratulations. I mean, and how did you manage to get it to come to Panama? How did you get Panama to host?
Oh, no, plan? No. This is something that we're doing from scratch on
mm-hmm.
our own.
Oh, okay.
So we're not involving government or anybody. This is
really,
private.
Yeah.
Okay. Private. We just unify everybody. We enroll them in
wow.
our vision.
And you put all this together?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I think you need a rest.
Yes. And no, it's just not to enroll them into your vision, just to keep everybody in the same vision and just
mm-hmm.
make things happen.
Sure.
But it's good for everybody because it's a wonderful platform for all of them to
mm-hmm.
showcase what they
sure.
do.
No, I couldn't agree more. And I mean, so much in one place.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. Well done, Rosario.
Thank you.
And, well, thank you. Thank you for coming in and chatting with us.
Wonderful.
And, yeah.
My pleasure. There. Thank you for having us. And wish you
great.
A wonderful day. And we
and
expect everybody to go and have fun.
Well, we're going to keep reminding everybody this week. Yes. Have a rest because you're going to be busy at the weekend.
Oh, no. I'm working a lot, believe me. The next,
oh, you are.
The next hours and the next few days.
All right, take us, we've got a couple of minutes to go. Take us out is, well, this is always a good one to finish on.
Bacon really might you made. Other things just might you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Hope not. You don't do that. You want to keep fit. So remember what our guest was telling you all about. So make sure you go along to that over the weekend. We'll be reminding you of some of the things they'll be doing there as well. That's coming up on Saturday at Atlapa. That brings us to the end. Again, big thanks to Rosario Reyes for being with us this morning. Also to, of course, Ingrid there in El Valle for Everyday Story Country Folk. Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio doing all our production work, bookings, social media, etc., etc. Our co-producer Neil Danby, and also to the boys and girls at Cooper Grant who keep us up and running in the mornings. And that's it then, really. Apart from you lot, big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, for being with us on the programme. We'll be back with you tomorrow, midweek already tomorrow. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 7 o'clock, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. Don't forget what we say. Please, please, please do it carefully. Why? Well, because tomorrow's 7, what do we want to be doing? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.